And we'll start with one question, why we shouldn't constantly close apps on our iPhones.
So many people do this, a touch of OCD sometimes as well. So they go and they swipe everything up. They think it's going to help battery life. It doesn't help battery life at all. It actually works against your iPhone. It's about how it's supposed to run. So let's give you a couple of reasons why you shouldn't do it. Apps don't actually run in the background, Lee. It's a common misconception that every app that you've got is running in the background and using your phone's resources. It isn't true. When you go from one app to another, some apps will run for a short period of time, but then they go in a suspended state. So when they're in a suspended state, they aren't actually being used or taking up system resources. Your iPhone manager will manage RAM on its own. So apps you haven't touched for some time are automatically closed. When you open up later, they start up again. You can actually do observe this yourself. You open up your apps, you scroll from left to right to reach an app that's buried deep in the list. Now, when you tap it, the app won't start where you left off because it's basically starting from afresh. So, you know, leave that alone. And finally, closing apps forces them to reload. If you go along, you shut an app down. Let's say you're texting your friend in Messages and you swipe to close the app after each response. Every time a new message comes in, you have to open Messages, select the conversation with your friend again. It would just be faster to leave Messages alone. So you just return to them. And, you know, it's not a big time difference, but all those sort of things add up over the course of the day. Leave your apps running, people.
We've got a couple of quick COVID tips to offer.
Look, I do. All the state governments are releasing more and more apps at the moment. You know, over here in South Australia, I think we've got another 3 COVID apps, which is confusing a lot of people out there. So, you know, what I'm saying to people is have one page on your smartphone with all the apps you need for COVID on there. So you've got your check-in app, you've got your Medicare app, you've got your MyGov app.
Sort of a one-stop shop.
Exactly right. You've got your wallet app, so you can pull up your vaccination app, or on your Android phone, people, you can put the Google Pay app and put your vaccination app into that. And we've got cross-border apps coming as well. Put them all on one page on your phone, then you know where they all are, so if you have to go away or show them, you know exactly where they are.
That makes sense. Have them all on one page, one-stop shop on your phone, so you don't have to search for them all. Brilliant. And we'll just wrap it up this week with a couple of pieces of Microsoft news doing the rounds.
Exactly right. Windows 10 is only going now to one major update a year. There'll be monthly security updates, of course, and remember that even though Windows 11 is out now, Windows 10 will be supported until October 2025. There's no rush to upgrade. Also, if you've got Windows 11, you're into photography, check out the Photos app. Lots of stunning improvements in there with some new editing features. You know, and they've got tools such as comparing one photo to another and all the differences in them, which photographers will really love. But some good editing tools in there for everybody now.